keys to the brand new Mazda? Check. Microphones? Check. Yep, we're good to go. Yeah. It's Josiah and Ellie's show from the road. All thanks to Shepherd and Mazda.
Yes, Josiah and Ellie this morning celebrating the brand new next-gen Mazda 3. I am Boss Benny, and right now the guys are... Well, where are you both this morning?
Morning, Benny. I'm feeling very uncomfortable with you welcoming the Goulburn Valley to Thursday because that's usually my job.
Well,
you know,
we
like,
call this job the anchor, so I'm going to be anchoring your show today.
Really uncomfortable with it, but hey, we are live in Murchison. Morning, Josiah.
Morning, guys. Hope you're well, Goulburn Valley. Benny, as the anchor, are you the one that sinks the ship? You sink straight to the bottom of the ocean. You're the dudded weight.
Why is it always so negative with you two? It's going to be a beautiful show. We're celebrating a brand new car, the beautiful region, and you two are already hacking at me. We haven't even started.
We're talking negative, mate. We're positive. We're on top of the ship. You're the one sinking to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, so true. We're the captain.
Let me just reiterate, as the anchor, I just come in and introduce and then wrap you guys up. It's about you two today.
No, you hold us back. We want to float away.
Let's open up the mics and hack at the boss while we're not in the studio.
As the anchor, does that mean you're going to tell everyone what's coming up? Because we don't have to do
that
anymore.
The big thing is
basically because you guys are both so funny and the comedians of the show, I just basically wait for you guys to do a really big gag. We all go, oh, that's so funny, and then I'll fire the next song. So I'm looking at you, Miss Chaney.
Yeah, no, I've got heaps up my sleeves.
Don't worry. So good. It's going to be a massive show.
It is. Hey, we are dressed in our red carpet finest down at Murchison's Meteorite Park for our show from the road. It's all thanks to Shep Mazda. We are driving around in the Mazda Next Gen 3, which is an awesome, cute little ride.
Yeah, you'll see us in front of it right now, but we're only here till 6:15 a.m. this morning. So if you want to come down, get a selfie with us, right, you could win yourself $2,000 worth of free fuel. But if you're in the merch area, you've only got 15, and then we'll be off to our next destination.
Yeah, Tat, Kyabram, Marutna, Shep, we're coming for you all today. A list of our locations is up on our win page at hit.com.au or on our socials, HitGV on Insta, HitGoldenValley on Facebook. In the meantime, should we kick into the show, bro?
Let's do it up next. Kanye West. Oh, he's done a Kanye West. This is the best thing you'll hear all morning, and it reminds me a little bit of you, Ellie.
Oh,
yeah.
Doing a Kanye West.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I do it pretty regularly.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Kanye West, the man. One of his former bodyguards, listen to this, Ellie, he's dished out on his staggering demands.
Okay.
So he got fired after just 10 days, this bloke, so he's a bit bitter. And so basically said, Kanye, he's as Kanye as you think he is. He's a bit of a peanut. Now, as a Kanye fan, I'm going to defend him because I love him a lot. You know that.
And I do.
His new album, Jesus is King, comes out tomorrow. I am so excited. That is not off the new album.
No, this is my netball fire-up song, though, I'll have you know.
My bad, guys. My bad. Sorry.
That's all right. No, it's a great song, Benny. It's just not off the new album.
Well, hang on a sec. You didn't say you wanted the new songs. This comes down to prep, guys. As your boss, you just should give us a Kanye hook, man.
I'm joking. None of the new songs have been released yet, mate. Relax. It's okay.
You get nothing now. You can sit there and just...
Anyway, one of Kanye's... the bodyguard guy, he's come out and said that one time he's in an elevator with Kanye, right? And what's happened is Kanye stood there. He stood there. And the lift didn't go anywhere. And he looks and he's like, what are you doing? And Kanye goes, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know, should we go up? And Kanye goes, yeah, your job's to press the elevator buttons.
Yeah, fair call. It's an important job. Someone's got to do it. Kanye's not. His fingers are too precious, Josiah.
And this is exactly why I've brought it up, because Kanye West actually reminds me a lot of you, Ellie.
Oh, how so?
Well, there's a few things that you do that are very similar, and I'm going to list Goulburn Valley, a few of Ellie's demands that gives you an insight into the girl she is.
I mean, there's only two lifts in the entire Goulburn Valley, so we don't have that issue.
Well, that is not one of your issues, okay. But one is at 6 a.m. every morning, I must provide Ellie with a Coke Zero or else... determines her mood for the rest of the day.
Where was it this morning?
Yeah, exactly right. That's why she's in a grumpy mood. Benny, you'd attest to that one, wouldn't you?
Yeah, she does need a Coke Zero.
No.
Ellie has to be told that she looks pretty off air at least once every show.
She does like
a
compliment.
Are you really getting
your demands or mine? Yeah,
that's true. I do like a compliment. I in every conversation with my boyfriend, can you give me a compliment, please, before we go?
How's this? I have to hold the studio door before the show starts every morning and when it finishes every day, otherwise Ellie cracks it.
Are you sure you're not reading from your own list of demands? Because it sounds very much like that's the case.
And last but not least, Ellie has to be reaffirmed that she's the funny one on the show after every single talk break. Otherwise, she storms off into the distance.
I mean, the people listening right now know that that's true. So I don't need to demand it because they just realise it off their own accord.
That is the person that I deal with, Ellie West, every single morning. Isn't that right, Boss Benny?
Well, let's put Ellie on the spot here. Come on, funny one.
What? Ask me to tell a joke?
Yeah, here we go. Tell...
What's brown and sticky?
Oh, don't answer that.
A stick, you sicko. Get your head out of the gutter.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We do have a bit of issues this morning, Benny. Ellie's rocked up. She's grumpy, and it's not because she hasn't had a Coke Zero yet or a coffee. Ellie told me a story off air, and I feel like you need to tell everyone because it is unbelievable.
I feel like the people don't want to know particularly what's going on inside my body at the moment. Like, do I have to share?
Just tell everyone. Go on.
Okay, well, I'm in a bit of discomfort this morning.
Yeah, why are you in discomfort? Come on, like, tell everyone.
I have done hundreds of breakfast radio shows in my career, and the one time I'm not in a studio with easy access to a bathroom is the morning after I ate chicken that I cooked about a week ago. And I've been up all night with stomach pains.
And you wonder why you're not married, right? Literally, you ate chicken a week old. I said to her, Benny, I said, is it in the freezer? Like, you froze it, right? Brought it out. No worries. That's fine. Nah, it's just been sitting there for a week.
No, okay. So I cooked it last week and had it for dinner. And then the leftovers have just been in the fridge. And then last night, I wanted to get an early night. I was in bed at 6 p.m. last night. Just before I went to bed, I was like, I should probably eat something. So I got a packet of noodles from the pantry and mixed it in with the leftover chicken. And that was dinner.
Oh, my goodness. You'll never get married. You will just never get married. You have zero wife skills. Make sure you have a husband that can cook. That's all I'm going to say. Because you have salmonella poisoning right now. Well, don't breathe on me.
You know, I don't believe in food poisoning, right? I think people just use it as an excuse to get out of work. But this morning, maybe I do because my guts are not feeling good.
Yeah, man, she's about to let Smokey off the chain and fill this car up. This car's about to turn
the windows
into a Dutch
down,
oven.
Mate.
But having said that, still come down and say hi, guys, of course, because of course we want to meet you. Don't worry, my hands are clean.
Just don't give her a hug. She might go off.
this is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
But I do want to talk about weird things that people find sexy. And now, at the Paris 2024, that's where the Olympics are going to be, Ellie.
Can't
and it's
wait.
Going to be unbelievable. You love your Olympics, don't you?
I do. I take 2 weeks off work every time they come round.
You know how every city that has the Olympics has their symbol that they release, which is like the symbol of the games above the Olympic rings? For Sydney, was it the Kookaburra? What was it?
Oh, I can't remember. There were those weird mascots, Ollie and like the weird shape things.
Exactly right. Well, Paris has released theirs overnight for 2024, and it is so good, right? I'm going to show it to you. And tell me your first reaction when you see it.
It's like a flamey thing.
Well, look at it more carefully. It looks like Goulburn Valley, a flame which has been coloured in on the sides. But if you look at it more carefully, that's not a flame. That's a face with a mouth. and it's got like a sexy... Can I say the word S-L-U-T on the radio?
No.
Benny, you're
I
my
wouldn't.
Boss.
No, you can say not that.
Well,
but now you've spelled it.
Now everyone's spelled it.
Now
kids are asking their parents, what does that mean, Mum?
Yeah.
Well done, mate.
Well, it's six,
now I've got to wear
complaints. It's 6:30 in the morning. Okay, I've got long hair, right? When you have a piece of hair that dangles from the side of your fringe, it's called a slut strand, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah,
no,
that's
it's
what I'm
not.
Saying. That's what Benny, I just texted you the photo. Look at it carefully. It looks like a sexy female, but instead of a flame in the face. And this symbol is turning people on.
Do you know what it looks like to me? It looks like the girl from Monsters, Inc. who's like, Mike Wazowski, you didn't fire your paperwork.
Well, don't say little girl. It's meant to be, people are saying it looks like a sexy French woman.
We'll put a picture of it up on our socials if you want to check it out.
HGV on Instagram right now. It's got people very hot on the collar, and people are talking about the weirdest things that you find sexy. And I'm guessing, Ellie, I do find this little French symbol that they're calling Marianne quite sexy.
Hold on, so people are saying that this thing turns them on?
Yeah, the French Olympic symbol.
Okay. Those people are weird.
What do you find sexy that's weird?
I find a lot of things sexy that are weird. I find the smell of fishing quite sexy.
Oh, you like
if my boyfriend
things.
Smells like he's been fishing, I'm like, damn. Oh, backwards caps.
Yeah, you've always said that. You're very famous for that. Boss Benny? She thinks you're repulsive. One day you rock up in a backwards cap and all of a sudden she's like, hot damn!
Literally.
No,
a guy can go from being a 5 to a 9 just by turning his hat backwards.
All right, well, let's go fishing this weekend.
Yeah, with your hat backwards.
Oh, my God.
Benny, you find some weird things sexy. You're a weird dude. What have you found?
See, I don't know about weird. That like I'm. Do you know what? I'm gonna be cliche. I'm just like a bum sort of man. I enjoy a woman's curves.
Well, that's not weird though.
That's what I just said. Yeah, I said I'm generic though. I don't really like. There's nothing girls. I don't know.
As a kid,
you're not invited on our show anymore. Go back to pushing the buttons.
Oh, okay, but little miss, I like fish and backwards hats is okay.
Yeah. Hey, when I was younger, I used to find the Audi TT the car. That used to be my favourite car.
Oh, you're one of those. It's like people who marry a plane or something. Or like
mate, I used to look at that Audi TT and think, my goodness, I wish you were a woman.
You guys are weird. Anyway, give us a call now, 13, 12, 16. I'm going to need to wrap these boys up. What do you find sexy that's a bit weird? You know, it's not like Boss Benny's example. That was awful. something not traditionally sexy, like the mascot of the Paris Olympics, which is now up on our Hit GB Instagram story. Give us a call. 13, 12, 16 is our number.
Will from Digital, who's here with us, helping take photos for people to win the $2,000 worth of free fuel. He's just turned his hat backwards and Ellie lost it when he did.
Tell you what, Will, I'm glad you're in glad you're in the front seat and I'm in the back. Stop it. It is a weird thing. I've had it forever, but don't judge me. We got a message from Jace on the Hit GV Insta saying the girl from The Incredibles. And it's funny. He sent a photo.
Weird. Yeah, I'm with him 100% on
you
that
one. You know the girl, like the blonde one?
Yeah, she's got the stretchy pants.
Yeah.
Oh, she was a real-life girl.
Do you know what's funny is the last time that Jace messaged us was with the same photo when we talked about what cartoon character do you find.
Nice to know what Jace has a fetish over.
That's the only times we've ever heard from Jace.
Well, our big GM, Alan, just rocked down to Tatura because he's a local here. And
he looks sexy.
Well, he brought his little puppy here. And you know me with dogs. I do find dogs sexy.
Oh, is a girl sexier if they've got a dog?
Absolutely. Anyone's sexy if they have a dog, but I'm talking about the dog itself. Like, I can look at a dog and go, yep, you're a good-looking dog.
Bestiality is not something stand for on this show, so you know.
No, I wasn't saying I was going to do anything to the dog. I just appreciate a good-looking dog. Let's just leave it at that.
You're a good-looking dog.
Get up with Desire and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
The Bachelorette, it is on WIN 7:30. It was on last night. It's on again tonight. And the Bachelorette herself, Angie Kent, joins us now. Morning, Angie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Angie. Hey, first of all, thank you for the best series of The Bachelorette ever to grace our series. This series is so good.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I feel like I can relate to you, Angie. Like, you're a bit like me. You say some, like, kind of bogan quotes, and I'm all around that, man. Like, you and I are the same.
Oh, I love that. I'm, you know, doing my thing. I haven't changed at all, and I'm really glad that people have been able to relate.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's a funny reason Ellie just says you guys are the same, because I just want to take the Goulburn Valley back a little bit to a few years ago at a former radio station. Ellie, my co-host, actually did work experience with me for a week. Someone else that did work experience with me for a week was you, Angie, as well. Do you remember those times?
I do. You know what? It's so weird. I just went onto my Facebook, and guess what my six-year memory was?
No, it wasn't us working together.
It is. I can actually show you right now. It's 50 and with an intern, make $79.95 on the street with a guitar, and I can't sing. And
you know what? You become an intern with Josiah, and you become the Bachelorette. Ellie did an intern with Josiah, and look what she's become.
Now I'm stuck with it.
Stop it. Good thing.
Now, Angie, well, it does, but I want to play a quick game with the both of you. I'm going to start with Ellie quick. I want you to say one thing you learnt from me and one bad thing you learnt from me. And, Angie, we'll go to you next.
I learnt, Josiah, that you approach life with a shirts are optional outlook.
Angie, did you learn anything from me at all? You can be honest and say no.
I learned that you're very good looking.
Oh, don't give him that. Angie, I'm going to let you know, I'm sitting in the back seat of a car with him right now, and his head is not big enough to fit in here as it is, so please don't make it bigger.
It wasn't beforehand.
I must have been thinking about somebody else. Wrong guy.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, hey, let's talk about the batch quickly, because we can't focus too much on Josiah. Last night, the guys had to do a stand-up comedy routine. This is so cruel, because having to get up on stage and try and be funny is possibly the hardest thing anyone has to do ever.
Oh my God.
Why?
it's so mean. At the time, like before I saw all the guys' faces, I was like, yes, I'm a genius. And then as soon as I saw their faces, I felt sick. I was like, oh my God, what have I done? I'm a monster.
I know. Our boss made us do it once, and I fell flat on my face. Couldn't do it. And I talk on the radio for a living, and it was hard. So,
it's
poor
just
guys.
So different to stand up in front of people and have all those people staring at you, and then trying to be funny. That's just so sad.
Angie, I'm really struggling with this series because I can't pick who's going to win. I don't know if you're going to go for that really good-looking, sensible, quiet type guy that you know is going to be, or if you're going to go for a left-of-field option. I feel like with you, you might surprise us all and go with a bit of a roughie. So I'm in two minds here. Are we going to be surprised at the end of the series?
I reckon that no one's going to be able to, guess.
Amazing. I love this so much.
Yeah, it's good, because even now I feel like people, they think they've got an idea, and I'm like, oh, bless. You'll see.
Should we tell everyone now, Angie?
Oh, God.
No, about us, I'm talking
about. Yeah, here we go. This is where he says you guys have been together for 3 years or something.
Oh,
you know?
My God. Would you imagine? You're great. You know what we've done now? Another Daily Fail article. Thanks for that.
Yeah, exactly.
From interns to lovers.
Angie's secret love.
Angie,
well, like we said, you have been a great bachelorette to watch. Can't wait to see what the rest of the series has in store for us.
Thanks, guys. So good to chat.
You too, Ange. Tonight it is back, 7:30 on the Win Network. We are pumped, Ange. Can't wait to watch you again tonight, and good luck with the love journey.
Thanks so much, guys. I'll speak to you soon.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I'm glad you mentioned that we're at Kyabram Fauna Park right now and that we've been in Tatura and Murch this morning. We're going to Maroop now. Then we're going to Shet. That is five different towns in a space of 3 hours. How good's our job?
Yeah, we've got a pretty good job. Well, when we were sitting in the back of the car interviewing the bachelor Andy Kent before, I thought, this is actually the best.
Yeah, I know. And I think of my, 6 years in radio, I don't think I've ever been anywhere cooler. My work's never taken me anywhere better than Kyabram Fauna Park.
Well, we're pretty lucky with our jobs to do some fun stuff. But people do with our whatever job, different industries you're in, you get taken to some cool places sometimes.
Yeah, look, I say that. I say the best place I've ever been taken is Kyabram Fauna Park. And then someone will say, oh, my work took me to Hawaii for a conference once.
Well, I
went on a cruise.
My last work took me on the seaplane like a 5-course dinner and then put us up in a hotel for the night and then flew us back on the plane the next day. I'm not saying it's better, but it was pretty good.
Are you right? I just said someone's about to rub it in. And now you're the one rubbing it in.
Who else did you expect? Hey, I just got a selfie with a kangaroo at Kyabram Fauna Park.
True.
This
What's
is
better?
Pretty good.
That or a seaplane?
I'd take the kangaroo because you know what I'm like with animals.
All right. Well, I want to know this morning. 13 12 16, give us a call. I'm opening up the phone lines for you to rub it in. The coolest place your work's taken you to. Because that person who's been taken on like a Fijian cruise to go on a conference for work is listening right now being like, ha ha, I beat you, Ellie.
Well, can you beat a show on the road? How good can it get?
I reckon so many people can. Like, this is cool, don't get me wrong, but there's cooler, you know? 13, 12, 16, give us a call this morning. Where is the coolest place that your work's taken to? That's what we want to hear. Let's go to Fred from Maroopna. Freddie, what's your story, bud?
I went from Maroopna, from a normal job to Western Australia in 2007, working at a mine site, $2,500 a week back in 2007. And I was sitting in the same room as Andrew Forrest, who owns FMG Metals, and I had to pinch myself.
Twiggy, the big Twiggy Forrest himself.
Yes, that's a true story. Oh. You're sitting across the room from me in the corner eating his tea with some other mine managers, and I was looking at him and I just couldn't believe my eyes.
That is huge. Can I ask, did you just pop over to Twiggy Forrest and say, can I have some money? Because that's the first thing I do. That guy's worth so much.
No. Didn't want to go near him because I didn't want to make him feel uncomfortable. And just when you see not a celebrity, but someone like that, you just don't want to just put any pressure on him. You just sort of look at him and you're, that's all you can do.
So true.
I met his daughter once and had that moment. She was single at the time going, what's it going to take to impress the daddy? Hard man to impress, isn't he, Fred?
Are you serious? You met his daughter now?
Yeah.
Where did you meet her?
I met her in Sydney at a party once.
Mate, you must be some sort of big hitter to do that. Like, I was just a lowly worker. I was just a lowly worker in a 777 cat dump truck, but you're just a high flyer. You're jet setting. Stop it.
You're making his head too big.
I don't want to one-up you, Fred, big. But Russell Crowe was in the room as well.
Oh, so. Of course he was. Thanks for your call this morning, buddy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. One room, 24 hours. No access to the outside world. We're doing it again. It's Josiah and Ellie's Blackout 2.
Yeah, we're doing it again, the Blackout. We're not looking forward to it. Benny sat us down in the show earlier this week and told us that it's all going to be happening again. So over to you, Benny.
Well, look, here's the thing, guys, is that I was so proud of what you two did, which was literally nothing. You sat in the room, we filmed it.
Surprisingly,
24 hours of no technology, no nothing. That was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Okay, here's my highlights.
For that long was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Here's my highlights from the day, right? Was you two, you danced, you kind of napped. What was your highlight from the day? What's the biggest achievement you did in 24 hours together?
I actually think Ellie and I got closer. We thought it would tear us apart, but we actually ended up getting closer.
I'd say the highlight for me was probably getting out of the room.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. The moment that you came and got us and woke us up at 6 o'clock in the morning and said, hey guys, you're done with the Blackout Challenge, that was definitely my highlight.
So basically, from what I'm gathering from what Josiah's saying, that you two...
No, we didn't.
Benny, we did not have the time of our lives at all. I had the worst time of my life.
Let the song do its work.
Sorry if we keep stop talking.
I know,
we keep getting photos. It's hard to talk
really
and smile at the same time.
Here. Hello? We are in the middle of McLennan Street, Maroochydore.
What's your
and
name?
We're getting photos as we're talking to you, Benny. The Blackout was not fun,
nice
but you've
to
told
meet.
Us it's going to be happening again. When? Next week?
No, I'm just letting the song do its magic. This is a really nice way. Did you guys, did you hug after? Did it make you closer?
No, we did.
Sorry, we're just getting another photo. I'm here with Connor.
This is the loosest radio. Have you noticed how I've dodged all your questions?
Yeah, Betty, can you just tell us when the Blackout's happening? Give us a time and date.
Okay, so it's happening next Wednesday.
Oh, well, that's soon.
Okay,
that
is very
soon. Next Wednesday, it'll be a... I'll give you a little... It's going to be a shorter Blackout. We're not going to do 24 hours because where I'm putting you is... Well, all I'm going to say is it is massive and I can't keep you in there for that long.
Telstra Tower?
What, are we going to die if we stay in there for longer?
What sort of boss would put his staff in danger where their life's at risk?
You! Definitely you!
What sort of person do you take me for, Ellie?
A murderer, obviously.
Well, you do have a dungeon in your basement, so...
In your basement?
No, well, what I've done...
Right, look,
fine. What I've done is I've got a secluded little island for just the two of you where you're going to spend 12 hours together.
All right. No, Benny, I won't have this. I won't have this speculation.
Well, I told you. What do you want from me? I wasn't going to let anything slide. I'll tell you this, though. Tomorrow on the show, I will jump on real quick and I'll tell you exactly what is happening. How's that?
Okay.
Tomorrow, you're going to reveal all.
What's tomorrow? Friday. Yeah, it is. I'm so tired.
Okay.
Yes, it's Friday. Tomorrow on the show, I will reveal all.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Oh, no, I...
With Josiah and Ellie.
Yes, this is everybody's favourite segment of the week. Everyone sits in their cars and can't get out because they love it this much, Benny. Today, I'm going to solve one of the biggest mysteries that has been plaguing on my mind for as long as I can remember. You ready for this?
You have a lot of mysteries plaguing on your mind. I feel like your mind is just a constant, like, monkey.
Let's just say I'm a troubled soul.
Oh.
So what I'm going to say is, why don't mountains grow forever? What stops them from growing? Now, have you
That's
got any thoughts first
question.
Up? Because there is the most incredible scientific answer when I reveal it to you.
I feel like we could bring this into the realm of anything. Like, why don't trees keep growing? Why don't adults keep growing?
It's a very good point. And my answer actually kind of correlates with both those things. Benny, have you got any ideas as to why a mountain stops growing?
Either it's sunk or there's erosion.
No, you're right.
All right, Mr. Scientist, chucking out scientific terms. Do you realise Einstein was with it with us?
Ellie's getting it now. Ellie's finally getting it. See, she's giving it back to me now.
Benny Attenborough over here.
Well, let me put on my Attenborough. Well, it would be. Like, either there would be some sort of ground movement so they'd sink or there'd be erosion. That's, like, to me,
Are you the guy from Mythbusters?
That's it. That was my gig
with
before this
beret?
Job. Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's me. Is that true?
No, actually, it sounds boring when I say the answer, but if you think about it, it's fascinating. The real reason that mountains stop growing is purely because of gravity.
What?
It brings, so what goes up must come down. What must grow must eventually stop because gravity forces it to go. So the fact that mountains have gotten that high is actually quite incredible. Something like Everest has gone that far up into the atmosphere and then has all of a sudden stopped. It can't keep going. But the fact it got that high, they're saying, is incredible alone.
Where do you get your theories from, Josiah?
All in my brain.
He sends off emails to people at Harvard every week.
Yeah, actually, do you know who, David Attenborough, he emailed me back with that answer. Out of all seriousness, he
not
did.
Not Professor Kilimanjaro?
No. No, it was Dr. Everest.
Professor Vesuvius? Okay, just checking.
So, I'm saying gravity is the reason that things stop growing. Guys, another one of life's mystery solved.
There you go, there's the fanfare I usually
did we like those? Through. Was that one of my worst or one of my best? What are we going with here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that as a no.
If you've got any of life mysteries that you want Josiah to solve, feel free to send them through to us at any time. Hit Jimmy on Insta, hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up. With Josiah and Ellie.